Today we're talking with Dr. Carl Werner, author of the forthcoming book, Living Fossils. Carl, this is volume two in your series, Evolution, the Grand Experiment. Please briefly tell us what Living Fossils is about and how does it fit with volume one?
Living Fossils is basically my effort to try to prove evolution, true or false. What I did is I went back to all of the dig sites where dinosaurs were found and looked for modern animals. My thought was that if evolution wasn't true, I should find modern animals in these older fossil layers. So basically, we went out to the dig sites and photographed the fossils, went to the museums, photographed the fossils from dinosaur sites, and just asked the question, is there any modern animals at the dinosaur sites?
And what'd you find?
Well, you know what I thought I was going to find, because I had read evolution textbooks for years, was that I would find no modern species of animals with the dinosaurs, and it turned out it was the exact opposite. I found examples from all of the major animal phyla today, right next to the dinosaurs, and they looked exactly the same. And if that wasn't enough, I found examples of all of the major plant divisions living today next to the dinosaurs, and they looked exactly the same as the modern form.
Wow.
It almost has the appearance of the Garden of Eden, what you'd expect in all the modern animals gathered around the dinosaurs. We have crabs, we have iguanas, we have hedgehogs, we got possums, and these fossils look incredibly close to what we see today.
And they're all in a similar location.
They're all from dinosaur layers. Yeah, and it wasn't just one site. We went, you know, around the world to do this. We went to dinosaur sites in Europe, Canada, United States, and then we also collected photographs from museums in Australia and Belgium. So it's kind of a world view of what life was like during the time of the dinosaurs.
That's amazing. Why? What inspired you to write about evolution in the first place?
Well, it's a long story. I'll make it brief. But you know, I believed in evolution when I went off to college, and then my belief in evolution was strengthened in college. And around my second year of college, I was taken out to dinner by a friend, and he started asking me these questions about evolution. You know, do I believe in evolution? Yes. What did I think about these problems with the theory of evolution? I had never heard that there were any problems with evolution. And once he peppered me with these three astounding questions about the laws of physics and the laws of biochemistry in relationship to evolution, I realized that there was a problem. So I just went on this grand experiment to try to sort it all out, to try to figure out how the facts fit, and is evolution true or is evolution not true?
You said a couple minutes ago you'd been reading textbooks on evolution and on dinosaurs. How did you go about that and then your research in general for this book?
Well, you can imagine at age 19, I was in medical school early, and you know, I didn't have time to be going around to museums, dig sites, so I just started reading every book I could get my hands on the topic of evolution, geology, biochemistry, physics. Books that would help me to sort this out. But you know what? Reading books and articles and journals was worthless in some sense, because all the facts had gone through the filter of the author. And it was very problematic. I knew there were problems, but I couldn't sort it out. And so I finally got out of utter frustration. In 1997, I decided I would go out to these sites, gain access to them, and photograph and interview the scientists myself, try to get, you know, real data as opposed to filtered data. And in order to accomplish that, my wife and I formed a television production company, and we went out to these big sites and started filming.
That's amazing. So now that you have this book, Living Fossils, which is actually book two in the series, what type of person do you think will be interested in what you have to say throughout these pages? What, a couple hundred pages?
A couple hundred pages. It's a very quick read. You know, it's only about a 2.5-hour read, the whole book, because there's so many photographs in it. And this book is written for the general public. It's not written for scientists. Mm-hmm. It's not written for pro-evolution people. It's written for the common person who just wants to hear the information and to sort out if evolution's true or not. And I've heard that homeschoolers are absolutely loving the book. I've heard that, you know, high schools are using the book, moms and dads, just a general college student. It's just written for a general, wide audience.
Okay. And you've already written about evolution in your first book, Evolution: The Grand Experiment. And I think you've just answered my next question. What's been the response from your readers and maybe from other bloggers or people in general? You said they're loving it and really getting benefit from it.
Yes. Now, I want to warn you, though, that the people who are opposed to creation are, you know, they're mad. You know, I had a caller on a radio show the other day just saying he didn't want my book in any school because he thought it was terrible, you know. Mm-hmm. So I want to warn you that there are people that are opposed to the information that would question evolution. So the people that are hungry for information will love this book, and for explanations, what happened, how did the scientists make these mistakes, etc., they will love this book. People want to see fossils, they will love this book. People that want to just prove evolution no matter what, the facts say, will be very discouraged when they see the information in the book, unfortunately.
Okay. The book comes out in March, Living Fossils, and it'll be online for sure and probably in a good number of bookstores around the country. What speaking events do you have or other events scheduled that you're going to do to help promote the book? Where can we go see you?
Well, let's see. I'm going to be at Truman College in Kirksville, Missouri, speaking, I think, on April 7th. And I'll be at Jefferson College in Festus, Missouri, on April 8th. And I'll be speaking at the Greater St. Louis Home Education Expo three different times on March 27th. And if people want to get the specifics, I'll mention them in my blog. And my blog spot is tangle.com/evolutionthegrandexperiment without spaces. That's tangle.com/evolutionthegrandexperiment, no spaces.
Okay, got it. Well, thank you, Dr. Werner, for your time today. Dr. Werner's book, Living Fossils, Volume 2 of the Evolution of the Grand Experiment, will be in bookstores and online in March 2009. And for more information, go to http://tangle.com/evolution-the-grand-experiment. Thank you very much, Dr. Werner.
Thank you.